you're choosing me. Are you sure? One of the others would be easier. They'll spread their petals and let anyone, anything, spurt on their stamens. I'm sure. So much easier to get somewhere else, to find some other place. Oh, you think I'm spread? Look closer. You can't see anything. You can't see where your length would go. You can't see where your sperm would squirt. I can keep myself marvelously closed. So, you don't get any shortcuts. No vision. Nothing to tempt you. Isn't that what you want? Nothing to tempt you to break or falter early. This way you get to go longer without your penis and testes being drawn to us. And I get less tempted. You know the secret to turn me on. You have to get yourself turned on. So, if I don't give you a way to get too turned on, I stretch out the game. Make that cargo openly available. Make yourself something appetizing enough I just cannot resist. This is the thing you need. Down below is impossible for you today. My petals are in the way. But I guess I can give you the standard greeting of our kind. Bring those balls closer. Oh, the veins are standing out. These are magnificent. What you say? Your balls are relaxing. That your testes are filling up with more sperm. That's impossible. What could do that? I think you're imagining it. My saliva. Oh, I guess my saliva does do that. But where's the proof? That shiny bit, slick and wet on your balls. Surely you jest. I would never. Oh, they're churning. Watch, I'll kiss you again somewhere different. You'll be fine. Oh, look at that. It happened again. Strange. Why is it drenched in so much fluid? You didn't see my tongue, did you? I'm not clever enough for that kind of trick. You must have been cavorting with one of the others. Oh, look at you. Your face is scrunching up. Smells good, though, doesn't it? The pollen in the air. My kisses. Without tongue, of course. You say you weren't playing with anyone else? Oh, that's interesting. And those two wet spots? You must have put them there yourself to look good in front of the others. Oh, do you like the look of my petals? Yes, you're allowed to see them now. A final treat for letting me have my fun today. Now, one smooch, but just at the very base, dear. That's all for today. See, One of the others faltered for a second. She'll get teased. Once you're gone, we can't be giving up too easily. And I have an example to set. But you're delicious. And if I could justify it, I might just give you more than this. I suppose I can touch your testes freely. I know why you're here. I know what you want. All these are so full because you want it. Here, feel my tongue on them. These are wonderful. I feel them shaking, trembling, spermatic contents, shaking and working. The penis throbs in response, shaking, squirming. It makes you shake and squirm as well. The throb of it is because you deserve it. Squirm. You feel how it seeps swiftly, sweetly into your duct. The gliding of my tip over them. I can find your most swollen parts, the ley lines, the connections, the ducts underneath. This is what you want, isn't it? I can do so much and will do so much. Twitching, pulsing. You desire it so much, you need it so much, don't you? Don't you need to fall down into this well of desire? Aren't your balls pulsing with it? These licks, these tender touches, you deserve them. Now shh, endure me. You can't endure me, can't you? Endure me at least for today. Maybe another. Maybe a few more. Endurance. And the endurance is mine too. Because this is so big and hot and tender to my touch. I can palpate all the places where you feel it the most. So I need you to feel it more, to make more of these sweet places vulnerable, to awaken more sensation. As your defenses fall, I can excite them more, and I can find new spots to put the sensation. The sensation that makes you wiggle, and the sperm squishes around in the balls, and I need you to stay still. Give me time to tease you more. Yes, that's what I'm doing. That's obviously what I'm doing. You want what you want, but you don't know what's best. The best thing for you is to wait a little more, a little longer, and let my teasing and tonguing come more readily, more easily for you. This is for you as much as it is for me, so enjoy it. Revel in my tongue on your most sensitive spots, palpating for more, finding the ducts flooded with sperm and your entire purpose waiting to squirt out into me, to breed me deep. The desire is hard, difficult to fight. That's why I'm making the decisions. I don't have these overfull testes attached to me, ordering me to climax, to release seed. I won't pretend I don't want it, but the nagging from my body isn't the same as these heavy overfull things bouncing around on my tongue. Delicious. Constantly sending signals, constantly making more. The more I tease them, the more they form up desire, and the arousal grows. I know why you're here, and that knowledge allows me to prepare. You are here with desire. And the desire will grow as I continue. These are so full of your cargo. Of load after load you might release. More than enough for your purpose. And just the amount I need. So, come again. Ignore the others. Come right here, and I promise I will give you more than I did this time. You'll get something more from me. You wonder what exactly I will do. I could do anything, couldn't I? I did not do much to your churning testes. I did not lick or kiss, or snuggle much at all. So I could lick and kiss and snuggle more, exploring, getting to know you. I still have to get to know you. Don't you want me to know everything about you? Don't you want to know me, inside and out? I could let you slide between my lips, you know. I can get away with it. I could come back from that. I could almost reach the point where you would nearly fall, nearly collapse. But I think then we would both fall. I am only a poor little thing, beholden to my whims, my urges. If you will but come again, but come again and allow me access to you. I will do more than I did today. I promise you. The game is early now, and we are moving through it with enough speed. I would like to slow it down. So, come again. Ignore the others. Come right here, and I promise I will give you more than I did this time. You'll get something more from me. You wonder what exactly I will do. I could do anything, couldn't I? I did not do much to your churning testes. I did not lick or kiss, or snuggle much at all. So I could lick and kiss and snuggle more, exploring, getting to know you. I still have to get to know you. Don't you want me to know everything about you? Don't you want to know me, inside and out. I could let you slide between my lips, you know. I can get away with it. I could come back from that. I could almost reach the point where you would nearly fall, nearly collapse. But I think then we would both fall. I am only a poor little thing, beholden to my whims, my urges. If you will but come again, but come again, and allow me access to you, I will do more than I did today. I promise you. The game is early now, and we are moving through it with enough speed. I would like to slow it down. Such tortured testes. Such a marvelous stallion cock. I want you inside of me. Yes, this is obvious. Adoring. Complete. Finally within. Able to pump it all out. Where are you? I just said I want you. What would you do if I told you you couldn't do it yet? There's so much still outstanding. And you are outstanding. These testes are outstanding. Perfection. So much palpable sperm waiting beneath the surface. Waiting to flood out. Flow out into me. I want it inside of me. And now you have reached the conclusion of our play. Are they excited? Yes, you are excited. I can see you getting even harder. And these are squeezing upward, pulled by the muscles, wanting to squirt, wanting to fill the inside of this length with your seed, and squirt it all into me. The closer we get, the less thought goes into it all. The closer we get, the more you're just wanting to shoot your sperm and let it fertilize me, flood me, give me what you, what we both want. A little longer is all it takes. A little longer before that long, hard rigidness fills me and floods my petals with a wash of sperm so sublime. The relief of it, the pleasure of it, thrust after thrust so perfect. And for now, all I do is snuggle your balls. These perfect testes, fuller every time I kiss them. Kisses I'm not only happy to give out, but compelled to deliver. Kisses that drive me to want to give more. The more it goes on, the more I want to do it. The longer this goes on, the more complete our connection. I could take you inside of me. I would let you. Let you take me. Take me to my limit. To my conclusion. To our shared delight. The more you do this, the more you know you need it. And as I said, I'm going to let you. Aren't you happy? Finally, just what you need. I'm going to let you spurt your torturous cargo as I play my tongue over you one last time for today. Oh yes, as I said, I'm going to let you spurt, but not today. Not so easy, boy. If you will but come again, you may at some point have your way. Is that not enough? Of course it is enough. So, one final kiss for the tip of your magnificent member. Back again. Good. I was unsure if I had enticed you sufficiently with my promise of more. Oh, you're even harder today than yesterday. You're so ready for this. It is dripping. But there are many, many dates left. So I will have to be even more careful not to set you off, and even more careful to leave you close, but not too close. I would like to get to know you for a very long time, dear, which is why we cannot have all of this ending too early. Here, bring yourself nearer. They're so big. This vein here, supplying blood, keeping that massive length this hard all the time. You're holding back well. Most would have had to surrender by now. And seemingly moans and as inescapable bliss are available to both of us. We're not so different. Maybe we should get to know each other. This is good. Really good. I like the size. I enjoy the taste. Yes, I think I'll keep you. Here, I promise. No tongue. See? Just a gentle kiss. Your testes do look so taut, though. Toned and full to bursting. Load after load of sperm seething and winding. Your entire sac and this big shaft, too. Filled and engorged. I wouldn't be surprised if all your blood flow was down here. No wonder you're having so much trouble thinking of anything but me. Anything but my kiss. See how I left my petals spread today? You can see I'm glistening. See me openly. It would be so easy, so inevitable, so simple for you to slide inside of me. Yes, I'm lusting already. In fact, I'm probably more turned on than any of the others. It's just that I know how important it is to wait. It'll be so sweet for you, for me, for us both, if you just take your time. Time spent without my tongue involved is almost impossible to escape. You're going to want me to kiss and suck you in. You're going to want to slide between and in, filling my passage with you, pumping until my petals spread and my stamens are bathing in you. Feel this. Yes, my vines, allow me to entwine the base of your sack. It's not too unseemly, right? All of your other thoughts can just fall away, and I can rub, touch, palpate. I can feel just how much sperm is waiting within. This is much, much more than others. And with my help, it can be even more. I understand the moment of surrender. I do not get to have it yet, nor do you. These dates build my potency, my power. Feel what my kiss can do now to your sack, to your shaft, if I use a little of my tongue. Feel it growing harder. Your sack relaxed, and now these massive balls can take more sperm inside, generate it, create it, because their passages are not locked up or blocked up. They're opening enough in the relaxation to pack more in. Have you thought about what your load will do to me? How it's going to affect me to finally be filled, fulfilled. I've thought about it much. I don't have any reason to hide it. None of them will dare scold or tease me. They know I have confidence, for one. For another, everyone watching us is envious. Anyone with a beautiful cock is envious of my attentions. And any of my kind would want a cock this hard. I'll kiss the shaft. Don't worry. Hello. I like you. Have you been thinking about me all night? Oh, and here's the head. Well, just a kiss. No tongue. We're not there yet. We could be. Don't you want us to be? To be together in a way where my lips and tongue enter into the equation first, and then you enter into me. The moment of climax with you inside of me, my voice in your ear, and my arms around your shoulders. That togetherness is what you deserve. What this massive, beautiful organ deserves. I am a worthy home for the cargo waiting within. And my vines are doing such good work all over your body, reminding you that it will feel good everywhere. When we both find our way down and come. You want it more? I'm happy to give you more. If you just do one little thing for me. Come again tomorrow. Come to the place I'm at. Come back here. I will be waiting. Oh, they're all starting to give in. Look at that. I guess our fun will have to end for today. A last kiss goodbye down here, then. If we stayed any longer, one of them would certainly let her stallion take her. And then you'd take me. And then it would be too early. And you would miss out on the very best I can do. Yes, my vines are unwinding from you. Do not worry. We'll be back here again, and I will give you even more than I did today. It's simple to give you more when I've barely begun to do the best things I can do. And I have barely begun to express my hunger. I think that everyone is too aroused, day after day, for it to be escaped much longer. But this is not going to end today. Come back. I will be waiting for you. Just for you. Only for you. And this splendid tool. Ah, there you are. Welcome back. There are quite a few things we could discuss. You wonder what more I'm going to do to you? Well, my kind can scarcely resist. We want to climax. We want to be impregnated, filled, lost with your sperm. But I can do more than the others. You're lucky. There's something I can do which is unusual. I think you will appreciate it. Do not worry, you will stay perfectly pent up, sweetly waiting for that hungry load of sperm to shoot into my petals, glossing them, and slide into my deepest places. No, this will feel good without letting you off the hook, without letting you go over the edge. Yep, I can suck the tip. I can slide it into my mouth. I can lap at it until you're my vines keep you from climaxing. Coming is impossible, and so we are both safe. All the others look turned on and scandalized. I can't imagine what they think. If they tried to do this, they would fall immediately and lose themselves to all the arousal caused by this happening. Sucking on you, yet resisting. Notice, I have not fallen. I will not fall until it is time to fall, and then I will fall hard. I promise. I promise I will fall just as hard as this cock right here. Delicious. You're delicious. And doing so well. Not only did you hold back even one drop of pre-cum, you seem reasonable, sensible. Good. I would love to have you here with me for longer and longer. But they're so aroused these days. No one will fall today. No one will falter. Because when they come too close, we'll stop. They'll all go to sleep for the night. And touch themselves, and be even more turned on by tomorrow, myself included. This isn't something that I can avoid, and it isn't something I can resist for too long. And you are even closer, even worse off. Your desire is rising, and my massage of your testicles with these vines is going to hold you back. You're clamped around the base, so climax can't happen. Even if I suck the tip, your sperm is all locked off. So tempting. I could let it all squirt out. I could relax this vine and let you spurt it all into my mouth and onto my tongue. You can feel yourself throbbing and wanting more, and I will not let that throb escape my kissing and attention. Every kiss brings you nearer, pump and pulse from deep within. Feel my touch upon your skin, only my lips, never more, until it's time, only my lips, and never anything else. Today, my petals will wrap around you soon, weave and twine, elicit you to spurt, but that's all for today. We're nearing the end. Just come again. Welcome back. You're very ready for me, aren't you? I can see how halting your steps are, how your testes bounce and slap around when you walk. Your sperm is almost being forced out by sheer volume. I think you might have oozed a few drops. Come closer. I'm used to this. Now my vines around the base and they're so marvelous. I can suck you. You're lucky. None of the others had this much amped up inside of them. This much seed waiting, because any other one of us would have given in. You know, tomorrow, one of the others is going to break. Look over there. See the one who's already licking the tip? I can always spot it. She wants it too much. She's dripping. She's been gazing longingly at the same cock every time it comes around. Surely she'd break. I'd never expect her to last any longer. And once she does, who knows who will be the nearest to me when the honeymoon, the rut, begins. Don't you want to be the one in the midst of sweet surrender? You want to be the one with me? I'm not quite so brazen in my conduct yet. Not brazen enough for you to take me, to slide between my petals and shoot your sperm inside. But I want you to. Are you going to give me a reason to be? Is this length more impressive? Are these testes packed with cargo? Do you need to release a load large enough to leave me completely changed? The smooch and the lick, the ways we communicate. The others haven't learned that a voice does more, can do more. All this time, I've been preparing you to let my words inside and my tongue upon you to bring you so near to the fall. You can go the rest of the way in me and enjoy yourself. Oh, you know, I've been touching myself at night, exploring, letting myself grow soaked and ready, lubricated and desirous of you. I want the entirety of your long, thick shaft inside me. And your testes resting just outside, taut, and preparing to empty. I want this so powerfully. The entirety of my body is shaking, and the moans rising up around this place tell me we do not have long. If we want to be the first, if we want to have our fun today. The instant you thrust inside of me, everyone else will tremble. They will feel themselves needing it. So turned on by our antics, they interrelease and lose themselves to fucking, to the pleasure of breeding, connecting, to the rooting of cocks like these deep inside. Yes, you may. Oh, so forceful. Inside, quickly. How will you take to me? How will you climax me? How will you lose yourself at last? How will you handle it? Go ahead, push inside. Oh, I never imagined so big, but I'm still in control of myself. I was prepared. I was so prepared. This is too much. My slick petals are clinging to you. I couldn't detach them if I tried. Soon you will release deep inside of me and allow me to feel the heated, sticky pooling inside enough that I will have to roll over and beg for more. My vines won't let you go. My body will not release, never relinquish, until you are spent and empty. More. Please, my stallion, mate me, take me, breed me, fill me, fulfill my purpose in your own. I am allowing you. Fuel me, fill me. Yes, more. Yes. Pull out. That's it. Pull out of me. Now. You're slick. You're soaked. But you did not climax. We're behind a stand of trees here, so none of them saw. Good. Your sperm is all inside your balls. All held still inside where it belongs. Come again. Sometime soon, and maybe, maybe next time, I won't have the presence of mind to demand you stop. Maybe you won't get to churn yourself empty and leave me utterly stuffed with your load of warm, fulfilling seed. I want it. You want it. You're nearer than any stallion has ever been, waiting to fuck one of us, the hardest, the hottest, the furthest gone. But even with all my juices dappled on you, and the memory of my squeezing petals, you did not release. See you tomorrow for another date.